The world's tallest building, the Burj Khalifa, opened in Dubai, January of 2010, at a staggering 2,717 feet tall. That's more than a half a mile high. It towers over the previous tallest building, which was the Taipei in Taiwan, which is just shy of 1,700 feet. And it stands more than double the height of the Empire State Building. It has an occupancy of over 12,000 people. It was built at a cost of $1.5 billion. It also captured several other world records, including the tallest man-made structure, the building with the most floors at 160, the highest elevator in the world, the fastest elevator in the world, the highest outdoor observation deck, which is on the 124th floor, and the world's highest swimming pool, which is on the 76th floor. While most attention focuses on its height, perhaps more important is what lies beneath the building. Without a solid foundation, the world's tallest building would become the world's longest pile of rubble. Extending 164 feet deep under the Burj Khalifa lies 60,000 cubic yards of concrete, weighing over 120,000 tons. It took over a year just to build the foundation. So it is with great lives, what people see, what we marvel about, are the great heights to which some people seem to soar. Yet, supporting any truly great life is a solid foundation. A heralded career is built on foundational principles like dependability and hard work. A celebrated 50th wedding anniversary results from deep love and selflessness. A successful retirement depends on years of responsible money management. In Matthew 7, 24 through 27, Jesus said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell with a great crash." The foundation matters. We cannot start wrong and expect to finish right. If we build on a proper foundation and with the proper materials, then there will be no collapse, no weakness. We cannot build upon what the world tells us should be our priorities and expect God to be pleased with our work. The foundation must be solid. The foundation must be Jesus Christ. He alone is the solid foundation, the rock. The reason people have such misery with life is they attempt to build their lives on shaky ground, on sand, on the ways of this world. The stability and security of this world is a lie. The truth is in Christ alone. The good news is, unlike a building that is pretty much stuck with the foundation it has, when we decide to give our life to Jesus and hear his words and put them into practice, we become wise builders whose foundation is now built upon the rock. My story didn't start with building upon the rock. I was a bit of a late bloomer. As long as there was something I wasn't supposed to do, I was pretty interested. I was in. From my teenage years to my mid-20s, I pretty much did what brought me pleasure and worried about myself. I didn't have a lot of goals, and I completely bought into the world's view of do what you want, when you want, and if it doesn't hurt anybody, that's fine. That's completely acceptable. I'm grateful that after I'd gotten myself into some trouble in the late 90s and it was time to straighten out and start living different, or I was going to be paying some heavy consequences eventually. So I happened to meet this girl and started dating, and things were going pretty good, and ended up going to church with her and her family, and I was able to meet Jesus there, and couldn't be more thankful for that. But so there've been a lot of ups and downs along the way, and trials that I did not always consider pure joy. But I am His, and He is mine. I have struggles all the time, but no longer have the luxury of being able to focus only on myself. Because as believers, we are called to a higher purpose, and it's not all about us anymore. So with that, I was thinking about my purpose and my purpose as a father, and as the dad of two young daughters, what is my job? And clearly, to love them and to care for them and clothe them and feed them, nurture them and to protect them. But one of the most important things we'll ever do for our children is lay a foundation for them to build on. A foundation that they will build the rest of their lives on. And regardless of what we teach them, that will be their foundation. If we are living for the pleasures, luxuries, and lies of this world, there will be no hiding it. If we are living for Jesus and the things of heaven and the things to come, there will be no hiding it. We must raise them up in the ways of the Lord. That isn't to say we make them tag along to church on Sunday and then live our lives however we feel like and wish them good luck. We must instruct them in the ways that Jesus has instructed us. And yes, some of this instruction will be verbal, but I would say the instruction that has the greatest impact on our children is the instruction that they witness by how we live our lives. I also believe, as brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, this isn't only the duty of the parents. Most of you guys know me, know us, and know where we live. And you know that it's not a real big house. It's hard to have a lot of privacy at our house. If somebody's watching TV, you're hearing it anywhere in the house. So when I need some privacy and need some quiet, and I was working on this sermon, to keep from being distracted, I usually come up here. I find a quiet place and start praying and thinking and writing. And I had gotten up here the other day, and had found a spot, and I'd gotten my stuff laid out. And shortly after I had started, there was a kid that showed up in the room that I was in, and I was polite and talked to him for a second. And but in my mind, I was go away, I leave me alone, go away. I've got to get this sermon written. And almost instantly, I knew that was wrong. And the Holy Spirit grabbed me, and I just was like, okay, I'm not sweating it. I'm going to have some peace. I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen to you first, Spirit, and then I'm going to listen to this kid. And I did. And they hung around for about an hour and visited with me. And it actually It's kind of funny because it turned out to be one of the biggest blessings I've had in quite some time. And it started off with my bad attitude telling me, you know, I know what's going on here and I know what I need to be getting done. And then with just a little bit of listening, that was turned around quickly. So it was a nice visit. And I think that was what that particular kid needed. I think it wasn't an accident that God put that together, and that's how that day worked out. And it appeared to be impactful, and I know that it was impactful for me. So I guess what God was opening my eyes to was to be part of the body of Christ, we have to make time for one another, because sometimes it's the smallest things that can have large impacts. So I guess I'll just leave you with this. What is your foundation built on? And I thought it was cool as I was praying through this sermon and talking to the Lord about it, that you're not stuck with a foundation. You have the opportunity to accept Him and to choose Him when you do, and you listen to His words and you put them into practice, you will be on your foundation will be on the rock. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time and this group. I pray that we can just help each other, and that we can help each other build strong foundations in you, and with time spent together and just being patient with each other and loving each other and doing our best to glorify you. We thank you for our many blessings and for each and every one here. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.